Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on September 12th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's manhattanbeachchamber.com. Or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. A little ruffled, but well.
Well, of course, it's a great warm day in the South Bay, and When I think of the South Bay, I think, what's the best in Manhattan Beach? What's the best thing to do? Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Jill Brunkhardt and Michael Zislas. Jill Brunkhardt has been a public affairs representative at the Chevron El Segundo Refinery since September 2006. She's very active in the community and currently sits on the board of directors for the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, Manhattan Beach Botanical Garden, Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce, and several other organizations. Jill is also a member of the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation Business Advisory Committee and is a former board member of Partners in Education and Leadership Redondo Steering Committees. She has received numerous community awards, including the El Segundo Chamber of Commerce Member of the Year for 2006, United Way Ambassador of the Year, again, 2006, the Beach Reporter Bright Light in 2003, and the Leadership Redondo Spirit Award in 2008. Jill is also a graduate of Leadership El Segundo, Leadership Redondo, and Leadership Manhattan Beach. She graduated from the University of California at Santa Barbara with a BA in Communication and holds an MA in Human Behavior from National University. Jill has two children, Bailey and Dylan, and resides in Redondo Beach. A visionary entrepreneur, restaurateur, hotelier, and philanthropist, Michael Zislas has captivated consumers with a cavalcade of well-loved and highly successful establishments. He brewed his first beer for a school science experiment when he was 13, and by the time he was a student at USC, he was a master brewer. In the late 80s, Michael opened his own brew pub, Manhattan Beach Brewing Company, one of the first in California. Soon after, he opened a second brew pub in Redondo Beach, then several more up and down the coast. In 2000, he introduced Rockin' Fish, a seafood and steakhouse in Manhattan Beach, and has since opened additional Rockin' Fish restaurants throughout. adding hotelier to his accomplishments. In 2004, Michael transformed an urban revitalization project in Manhattan Beach into the area's first and only luxury boutique hotel, Shade, listed on Condé Nast Traveler's Hot List, in addition to being the magazine's number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. Shade was recently named one of the top 25 trendiest hotels in the U.S. by TripAdvisor. In 2011, Michael opened the Strand House restaurant featuring American cuisine in an environment that is reminiscent of an elegant yet welcoming oceanfront beach house with stunning views. He then partnered with rock icons Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons of the rock band Kiss to open Rock and Brews in El Segundo, a beer, comfort food, and rock and roll dining and entertainment concept that now has 6 locations around the globe and an additional dozen under development. Michael currently has construction underway at Shade Hotel Redondo Beach, considered a cornerstone in the city's waterfront revitalization project slated for completion in November 2015. He is the father of 6 children and is committed to supporting local charities and schools throughout his businesses. In addition, Michael currently sits on the foundation board of the Torrance Memorial Medical Center. And we have a last-minute guest, Brittany Keough. From the Manhattan Beach Chamber. We all know Brittany, but unfortunately I don't have a bio on her. And today we'll be discussing the Best of Manhattan. The Best of Manhattan is an award celebration presented by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce to recognize those organizations and businesses that continue to make a tremendous difference in that city. Nominees are chosen by the awards committee and voted on by the community. Winners will be announced and celebrated at the event. Jill, Michael, Brittany, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you, Michael.
Glad to be up this early.
Okay, thank you. We're glad you could join us. And first of all, of course, Brittany needs no introduction. With all the work that she does at the chamber. Brittany, I'm going to start with you. I want to start with you because the chamber obviously sponsors this show, and also they have been so active in revitalizing the business dialogue, the business communication in Manhattan Beach. So I want to start with you. What is, Brittany, what is the Best of Manhattan?
Well, the Best of Manhattan is a awards celebration, kind of celebrating the businesses in Manhattan Beach. We started it last year. This will be our second year doing it. We kind of started it as, you know, a way to celebrate kind of what we do. We used to have just a big dinner celebrating the chamber and the chamber and what the chamber does in general, and who's on the chamber, who's a part of the chamber. But now we wanted to change it off to the businesses and kind of celebrate what they do, since Manhattan Beach is about, you know, the business community.
Now, James O'Callaghan, president and CEO of the chamber, Manhattan Beach. I'm going to speak for him for a moment because we've talked about this, he and I, already. It is such an important change in perspective. We're not celebrating. They're not celebrating what the chamber does. They're celebrating what their member businesses do. What a great idea, Mike.
Exactly.
Mike, as a member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, as a business owner in Manhattan Beach, how important is that change of perspective? From the chamber celebrating their own accomplishments to celebrating the accomplishments of their member businesses?
It just kind of shows what's happened with our chamber. You know, we had a very ineffective chamber over maybe the last 20 years. And I don't want to say ineffective, but it was the old school chamber, you know, a lot of ribbon cutting and a lot of patting each other on the back kind of organization. And somehow Callaghan has changed it to be a very social media savvy, get all the equity holders involved, kind of change the whole dynamics, shows up to council when there's any kind of attacks against a local business and supports them, rallies. It's the way a chamber should work, lobbies. So this event, which is a great event, it's really no different than how they're running the chamber in the last few years.
Right. And it's exciting. Jill, give us a sense of how the chamber and this effort to highlight the Best of Manhattan is sort of a sign of what the chamber actually is all about.
Well, like Mike had mentioned in the past, the chamber was very different than it is today, and I think what we're trying to do is really highlight the important role that the businesses play in the community of Manhattan Beach. And, you know, the Chamber has really stepped up and taken over economic development for the city of Manhattan Beach. And I think by us recognizing local businesses, it really shows the important role they have in the community.
So when we're talking about the best of Manhattan, many people are going to recognize these names, and they're going to wonder, well, you know, who could ever beat these nominees? I mean, Manhattan Beach Marriott Hotel. It is one of the flagship Marriott hotels, a flagship community. It's a beautiful space. It's extremely well run. What they do there in terms of taking care of their guests and also taking care of their vendors and so forth is amazing. The MBS Media Campus Studios, Manhattan Beach Studios. It's a premier location here in the South Bay, and the signal for Hollywood to move south. It's lots and lots of things are happening. Hollywood has been in Culver City for the longest time, and I mean, really, when I say Culver City for the longest time, I mean since the 30s.
Yeah.
But they're moving south and expanding, and Manhattan Beach is very, very active. Manhattan Beach Toyota, again, a premier car dealership in the city of Manhattan Beach, previously owned by John Elway. Very, very visible, literally nationwide. Sims Restaurant, and I want to talk about all the businesses, and Skechers, a globally known brand, Skechers.
Joe, this is like the Oscars for Manhattan Beach.
It is.
Right?
It really is.
It's like the Oscars. Every year, everybody, you know, they're going to see who has done the best performance.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that, we are here to discuss the best of Manhattan and kind of talk about this process. And so I want to get into the process exactly. And Brittany, I'll start with you again. How are the nominees chosen?
The nominees are chosen. What was that?
I'm sorry. There's other categories. There are nominees in the is it the Echo Award?
And the Eco Award.
Eco Award, okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's eight different categories, and they're all kind of chosen, the categories as well. We're changing them up every year. Last year they were completely different. They're chosen by the nominee committee within the Best of Manhattan committee. So we kind of all get together, sit in a room for hours, coming up with award names and nominees that would fit well within those awards. And then we kind of put it out to vote to the rest of the community. So we throw it out, and the community is the one that they vote on the winner of each category.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, is this just Manhattan Beach residents, or can anybody vote?
Anyone can vote. It goes out to anyone.
Okay.
So we encourage, actually, all the nominees and participants to throw it out to their networks and get as many votes as possible.
Okay. Along the way, I'd like to just get the names out there, so I'll take on that role. The nominees for the Eco Award, right? City of Manhattan Beach, Grow, the Produce Shop, Grades of Green, Growing Great, and L.A. Car Guy. L.A. Car Guy.
Now, what is the Eco Award, Joe? Or Brittany?
Okay.
I can talk
The Eco Award is the
Jill,
environmentally
yes,
conscious. Oh, yeah, let's Jill do it. Let's Jill.
Okay. It's basically the environmentally conscious award. We're looking to honor a business or an entity that really focuses on being sustainable in their daily efforts. You know, an organization that is looking to educate the community, educate their members about being sustainable and helping to keep beautiful Manhattan Beach and the global environment what it needs to be.
Right, right. Absolutely. Now then there's Home Sweet Home, presented to an individual with the within the real estate, wealth management, or mortgage profession who promotes excellence in service and ethics while providing quality assistance to their clients in Manhattan Beach. The nominees are Cyrus Shog, Wells Fargo, David Curry, Bank of Manhattan, Jack Gillespie, South Bay Brokers, Jan Rees, Shorewood Realtors, and Rob Stokey, Stokey Properties. Tell us a little bit about that, Home Sweet Home.
Well, the Home Sweet Home Award really is to recognize an individual who is obviously the best of the best in what they do in the mortgage or banking industry. Our nominees are very well known with not only the community of Manhattan Beach, but South Bay as well. And we really want to recognize them as an individual versus as a whole organization, because a lot of times the organizations that they work for are the ones that get recognized, and maybe not so much just the one person. And they do so much for the residents and the business community in Manhattan Beach. And so we really wanted to make sure that we recognize someone that maybe wouldn't normally get recognized.
Okay. Absolutely. Excellent.
Well, hey, so this is Mike. I just wanted to add that, you know, when she listed those people, these aren't like, you're not picking the best builder or the best guy to get you the best rate mortgage. These are people who are actively involved in our community. And these are the people that give back, that go to the fundraisers, that buy auction items, that donate things. So these people didn't get on the list just because they're great developers or bank loan people. These are community members with outstanding social graces to help our city.
Right, right, right. So it's the contribution isn't just their business, just being a great broker or being a great mortgage professional, but also being a great community member.
Exactly.
Great. Well, then let's continue. This is very exciting because now we're getting to some businesses that a lot of people are going to recognize. Shop MB. The Shop MB Award recognizes an open to shop storefront or open to shop front retail sales business located in Manhattan Beach that demonstrates outstanding customer service and satisfaction in all aspects of their work. The nominees are Bella Beach, Nikau Kai, Pages, Tabla Rasa, and Trina Turk. Now, let's try Brittany. Brittany, would you like to say anything about these businesses and this category?
I mean, the Shop MB, I feel like it's pretty standard. People, you know, come to Manhattan Beach, they see our shops, and they're all pretty unique and different. We have some, you know, smaller boutiques on there. We have Nikau Kai, which is, you know, everyone knows Nikau Kai if you're coming to do water sports or anything really in Manhattan Beach activity-wise. Pages, it's been around for a while. It's a great bookstore. They all are really, I mean, all the businesses here are really involved in the community. They all give back. And as Mike was saying, that was one of the really big aspects we looked at when we picked the nominees for each category.
And as we know, Nikau Kai has been one of the hosts of the movies at Metlock.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, and all of the people, all of the nominees that you just named are very active in the community. I know that Chris Derrico from Bella Beach is very active in the community, and Maureen McBride from Tabula Rasa, very, very active. And I just have to throw something in. I'm going away this weekend. I'm actually leaving this afternoon, and I was desperate for, I needed a new outfit, so I was up shopping in Manhattan Beach yesterday, and I was in all of the boutiques, and I found the cutest outfit at Waverly Boutique. I just have to throw that in. I'm very happy with the outfit I got there.
All right.
All right. So I'm excited.
They're not a nominee, but they're an honorable mention.
I had to throw them in there. I got the cutest dress in there.
Now, we're going to move on to Small and Mighty. Small and Mighty. The Small and Mighty Award recognizes a small Manhattan Beach business for their quality customer client service, ethical business practices, community involvement, and the special flair they bring to the city. When I think of this description of this category, I think of the plan for the city, plan for the entire city and the downtown, and how people will say often, we want to keep that small town feel. Well, this category and these businesses help keep that small town feel because they are small and they are mighty and they are committed. We're talking, the nominees are Barsha, Hush Hush, OB's, I think it's OB's, a tavern, is that right?
OB's Bar.
I'm sorry, go on. OB's Bar.
Sorry, it's OB's Bar and Grill.
Great, good, good. And Trilogy Spa, and Two Guns. Can either you or Jill talk about these businesses and this category, Small and Mighty?
Well, I can talk about Trilogy.
I'll talk
about Trilogy.
Mike,
take
it with Trilogy.
Yeah, Trilogy is an entrepreneur by the name of Chandra Shah. She's a standalone mother and has one child, and she runs an empire down here of an incredible business. And the spa is right across the street from Shade Hotel, so I have a lot of involvement in her business, so to speak, because I push a lot of guests towards her spa because it's literally 100 feet from our front door. But she has been involved in every school fair, we just had the Jimmy Miller Foundation last weekend, and she put together all the downtown businesses to come up with a package where every month you got something from the downtown that I think auctioned north of $5,000. So she's really done a good job in charity. So I think that's why she's on the list. What were the other ones on the list?
Oh, yeah. Jill or Brittany?
Brittany, you can go ahead.
The other ones include Barsha. They're a little wine distributor on Sepulveda. They have some really they're really involved in the community. They always have events at their establishment. Hush Hush is another one, a hair salon down in Manhattan. They're also, again, very involved in the community. Great business. They've been around for a really long time. OB's. Yeah.
Hush Hush does the King's Care event, which is a really big event here in Manhattan Beach. So they have the King's Care event where they bring all the L.A. Kings down for Children's Hospital. That event has grown from being behind Hush Hush to, I think, being held a couple of years ago at Shade where they had like 300 or 400 people show up. So that's a great event. Kind of like when in the first category you had Skechers. Skechers does the Skechers peer-to-peer walk. And I think he raised $1 million in that event. So I'm just saying, just so many of these people in our town that are very philanthropic and give back with their brands.
And it doesn't matter what size they are, little or huge, local, national.
Or huge.
Right.
Very
right.
True.
And yes.
Oh, so we also have OB's, who is really involved in the North End and Manhattan, throughout Manhattan. He's always giving to charity, and he's always having events at his place as well. And Two Guns, they've been around for a little while. They're also really involved in the community. They're always willing to, donate what they can. So.
Right.
I think they're really good businesses to be in this list, and they all deserve recognition.
What is Two Guns? I'm not familiar with Two Guns.
Two Guns is a coffee shop up on Sepulveda. It's a small little coffee shop. They're really involved. Stan, the owner, is kind of all around. He tries to make an appearance kind of everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so important that businesses that have one location, that that aren't world impresarios like Mike Zislis, that they get a voice and they get highlighted, and they are going to be highlighted throughout the nominee process and voting process for the Best of Manhattan. All these businesses are going to be highlighted, and that's so important. It's really a beautiful thing. So now, Brittany, could you introduce the next category, Affair to Remember?
So Affair to Remember, we wanted to point out a community event. Last year we did just an event in general, like nonprofit. So this year we kind of just wanted to focus on a community event that's not really costing anyone to attend. This year we chose Concerts in the Park, the Holiday Fireworks, the King's Parade, the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, and then the Tour de Pier, which everyone knows.
Mm. Now, Mike, I think Jackie and I both agree that the King's Parade is one of the great events to remember. Affair to Remember, you got to be kidding me. The King's Parade was amazing. That was incredible.
Yeah. I don't know that, you know, sometimes, you know, lightning only hits once, and that might be the only time that'll ever happen like that.
Right.
It was very controversial. You know, a lot of city government people didn't want it to happen because they didn't have the, you know, one-year planning progress and the 29 meetings that government traditionally likes. And, you know, it was all put together in 5 days. 4 days,
right?
But it was magical, you know. To be there was magical, and see all these fans show up to our beautiful little town of Manhattan Beach to see their hometown heroes win the event was great.
We talked about that extensively on another show, and there was a lot of behind the scenes work to be done. And Mike, remind me who was really the force behind that?
That was Kelly Stroman, the executive director of the downtown.
Yes.
So she put that one, you know, she kind of ran point. You know, she visioned it for our downtown, and, you know, we have a very strong downtown. Like, the Chamber now is very strong. We have an equally strong downtown business association with a great group of leadership that just makes things happen. And that's kind of the change, I think, over the last 10 years of Manhattan Beach is it's not just the Chamber, it's the DVPA and all working together, and even our government officials are getting involved to really kind of streamline things here a bit and make them a little bit more business friendly. And that spin event, I don't know if you've been to the spin event, but that thing, is, I think they've only had 2 years of it, and the first year they had like 100 bikes or something, and last year they had 400 bikes. It's an amazing event.
Now, is that separate from Tour de Pier?
Yeah, the Tour de Pier.
No, that is the Tour de Pier, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing growth.
Right. Amazing growth. Lots of people find that to be, you know, a very easy event to participate in. It's one day, you ride your bike, you sweat for charity. It's a great idea.
Yeah, you only have to sweat for an hour. It's not so bad. You get a team, and then, you know, I think it's a four-hour run, if I'm correct. And if you get eight people, you only got to sweat for 30 minutes. So.
Yeah. No, it's a fabulous idea, and it gets a lot of press, and it has great, you know, sort of media appeal and so forth. So it's a fabulous idea. Brittany,
Joe, we should do our break and commercial break.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Best of Manhattan, an amazing. We're the second annual Best of Manhattan nomination process, and we'll get back to the list of businesses, and it'll be wonderful. If you would love to, we would love for you to join our conversation. If you'd like to call in, please call in at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We would love to have you. And right now, we'd like to take a station break. Jackie, who do we want to thank?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PB, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay, YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Excellent, excellent. So now we're in the home stretch. It's a long list of categories, which is really, really wonderful, because now I just want to know from you, perhaps, Jill, is this going to be a regular, the switching or the renewing of the categories, is that going to be a regular thing? Like next year, will there be a different set of categories?
Excuse me. So the plan is to obviously have a Best of Manhattan all-around winner every year, but to really change up the other categories from year to year in order to recognize different types of businesses throughout the community. And so we'll have similar categories, but with a little bit of change so that, like I said, we could recognize different types of organizations every year.
Right, right. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. It should be switched up and get different kinds of businesses for different reasons. Different businesses have different strengths and contribute to the community in different ways. Fabulous. I would love to see a category for businesses that work with the youth and work with children. That would be fabulous. So now that brings us to Pay It Forward. Pay It Forward. I love this. Brittany, can you introduce this for us?
Yeah, sure. So the Pay It Forward Award is going to recognize a business that has gone above and beyond giving throughout the community, partnering with different organizations, their investments, maybe even pro bono work. As we mentioned, all the businesses in the categories are very involved in the community, but these ones kind of go a little bit above and beyond in terms of dedication and money, even just helping out. We have Chevron, we have Continental Development, Fresh Brothers, Manhattan Village, and then Zislis Group. So Chevron, Jill's on the line, and Mike. So both nominees
right.
here. I mean, I think we
right.
know kind of, I mean, you know these names. You know that they're giving. You know that they're always around, and they're always visible in the community. So I think
well, Chevron sponsors
really well.
Everything.
Well, Mike, with deference to Chevron, let's start with Chevron. Jill?
Yeah.
Every community that I've been a part of, and of course I've lived the longest in Hermosa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Chevron has been there to help, to support, and it's not always about money. It's about space. It's about facilities. It's about just understanding what the community needs. Give us a little insight into how Chevron views its role in the community.
Well, as most of you probably know, the El Segundo Refinery, Chevron's El Segundo Refinery, has been in the community since 1911.
Mm.
And so actually the city of El Segundo is named after the refinery because it was the second Standard Oil refinery in the state of California. Mm-hmm. And so the cities, Manhattan Beach and El Segundo and South Bay, really grew up around the refinery. And one of the big things that Chevron feels very strongly about is giving back to the communities in which we operate, as well as, you know, where our employees live. So many employees from the El Segundo refinery reside here in the beach cities in Manhattan Beach and El Segundo and Hermosa and Redondo. And, you know, we have something at Chevron called the Chevron Way, and it's really wanting to be recognized as, you know, the partner of choice, known for people, partnership, and performance. And so we feel very strongly about being involved with the community, you know, making the communities where we operate stronger. And one of the really cool things about Chevron as well is that we try to be very unique with what we do in the community and really what the particular community needs. So, for instance, in our operations maybe in Africa, what we do there would be very different from, you know, what we would do here in, say, Manhattan Beach, because mm-hmm. the needs of the community are very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've always tried to do is go to the community and ask, what is it that you're looking for? What do you need from us? What can we do to make your community better? And so I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we've been so successful here is because we're not telling the community what they need. We're asking the community what they need from us.
Right, right. Well, it goes without saying we'll have many opportunities to thank Chevron for their involvement. It's a key pillar. It makes our community special. It makes our community what it is, and we're all thankful for that.
If I could add something else, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
In this category, I mean, when we had our nominating committee, it was very, very difficult to narrow down mm-hmm. the nominees to just five organizations. We are so fortunate that we have so many generous individuals and generous businesses here in Manhattan Beach. I mean, Mike and his company, Zifflis, I mean, they're amazing. You can always count on them to say yes to whatever it is you need. In Continental Development, you know, Sherry Kramer and Richard Lundquist, I mean, they're everywhere too. I mean, Sherry is like just a face everybody knows here in the beach cities and the South Bay. And Fresh Brothers, even though, you know, they're relatively new, Debbie and Adam have been so generous with their time and volunteering with different organizations and with their in-kind contributions. I mean, I could go on and on with all of the different nominees. Right. I think one of the things that makes Manhattan Beach such a great community is that we all work together. We all work as partners, you know, public-private partnership, working with the city, working with the nonprofits. I think, really, Manhattan Beach is such a unique town, and we're just all so very fortunate that we have so many generous individuals and businesses that really make Manhattan Beach what it is.
You know, Joe, we've talked about this before. It's a very special place because you don't get that kind of cooperation in most places.
Right.
You know, it's more of a competition
right.
as opposed to people working together for what's best for everybody.
Yeah. What I was going to say is what I think is really, really cool as well is that we're all friends too. You know, we all enjoy spending time together. We all, you know, go to each other, hey, let's partner on this. I mean, I have some really great ideas for how we can, you know, better the schools or better this nonprofit. And like I said, I just think it's very unique to this community.
Hey, Mike, I think you were a little late to the opening where Jackie was reading your bio. She made some special efforts, and one sentence in the bio is a visionary entrepreneur, restaurateur, hotelier, and philanthropist. Michael Zislis has captivated consumers with a cavalcade of well-loved and highly successful establishments. Mike, any entrepreneur would sell their soul for two, maybe one, successful enterprise. But we're talking dozens, six, seven enterprises, and then all of the constituent parts. How do you do it, Mike Zislis?
I surround myself with really good people. I like to call it my Ronald Reagan approach. I really do. I've got great management. I've got great buy-in from the community. I give back a lot. You know, I noticed on one of your lists you had Trina Turk on the first list.
Yeah.
And Trina Turk's a kind of a big company. Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of big companies coming to the downtown always because they don't do a lot. You don't see them at the school donating food or giving back to Growing Great or anything like that. Because a lot of these businesses downtown really give back. I can't even tell you. Fresh Brothers Pizza, people always compliment me on how much I do, and I always say, look at Fresh Brothers. You know, these guys really do it well as well. But Trina Turk did a really good job getting involved in the community, hosting events for our local charities, doing buyback days, being very involved. So I've got to give them credit. And it still to this day upsets me when I go to some type of a school function and it runs late and some mother orders 25 pizzas with a coupon from a national chain. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? What has the national chain ever done for our schools? Nothing. You know, buy that Fresh Brothers pizza. That's the one you should be ordering. You know, when you go, when you need that gift on the fly for a birthday party, you know, when we need a birthday, I'm a little busy these days. So I'll call Bella Beach Kids and I'll say, 5-year-old boy, $50. And within 10 minutes, I can pull up to the store. There'll be a bag out front. They'll bring it out to me. And then when I bring it to the party, the mom goes, that is the best gift ever. You know, that's how great our community is.
What a great story. Many others, I'm sure. But, I mean, I have to tell you, I've lived in the South Bay since the 90s or early 90s, 91. And we know lots of kids that grew up with our children. A lot of the children that my children grew up with have worked at Fresh Brothers. So it isn't only what they give back. It's people development, human development, the way that they treat their employees.
Oh, it is amazing community-wise. I mean,
the whole
I think of the Chris Macker, who owns DeRico, that owns Bella Beach. You know, both her brothers worked for me at Bruco 24 years ago. Even the late Jimmy Miller, you know, the great late Jimmy Miller worked for me. You know, just everybody kind of starts working at Becker's downtown, one of my restaurants, you know, the pizza place across the corner. It is community. And we give those jobs to the – and that's how you get the jobs. You know, you're in PTA, you meet this parent, and you get to know their kid. He's a great kid. He turns 14, you give him a job, you know.
Right. Pay it forward. And love this category. And, of course, the next category, the last category we're going to cover, Mike is included again by proxy. Brittany, give us an idea. And this is one of our favorites, right, Jackie, this last category?
Absolutely.
Brittany, tell us a little bit about this category. And I'm going to preface it by saying, people in Manhattan Beach in the South Bay don't realize how special this is. This is like, I mean, this is like on the island where Jackie is from, like Manhattan Island. This is like, you know, on the strip in, what is it? I'm blanking, right? But on the north side in Chicago. This is incredible. Brittany, take it away.
Yeah, I was actually going to pass it over to Jill if she wants to take this one on.
Please, Jill, tell us about this one.
So this is really recognizing, again, the best of the best with our local chefs. We are so fortunate to have so many yummy restaurants here in Manhattan Beach. And it's amazing that all of us don't weigh 500 pounds because there's so many good places to eat.
That's because we do the tour to Pier that we always forget.
That's right. We do the tour to Pier and the Skechers Pier to Pier walk
right.
to burn off all those calories. But we are so lucky to have so many amazing chefs here in the Beach Cities. I know that Mike, with his restaurants that he has just the most amazing food. And, you know, again, this was a category. It was really hard to narrow down just to five. We, like I said, we are just so lucky that Manhattan Beach is so well-rounded. I mean, we go from businesses that are so generous to, you know, all of these restaurants that have these amazing chefs that come up with these unique dishes. And, yeah, I mean, we're just very excited about this category. One of them, Cake Bake Shop, is a little bit different than the other nominees in that she, you know, focuses on more of the dessert aspect. But, you know, all of them are just fantastic chefs, and we're just really excited to be able to honor them.
Oh, but that dessert category is unbelievable.
I know. When I think of a cake bake shop, I'm thinking, I want a cupcake.
cake pops.
Yeah.
I want to bring in a new attendee, James.
Before we get to that,
Jack.
That is your commercial.
Please.
All right. The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by The Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30 LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Kosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations using the freshest produce hand-select from local farms. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the Pacific. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured Beach Cities tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, my friends, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
All right. James O'Callaghan, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning.
You got up finally.
James, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, we've had an amazing time highlighting the amazing businesses in the South Bay. And we talked right at the top of the show about the perspective change from a chamber that celebrates itself and its accomplishments to a chamber that celebrates its member businesses, Chevron, the Zislis Group, and all the other businesses in the South Bay are being honored in the Best of Manhattan. What a great list of nominees.
Absolutely. I mean, 2 years ago, we kind of looked at what we were doing, and we're like, why are we not celebrating? We have some of the best businesses you could have around, and some of the most tremendous owners that give of themselves, you know, for no other reason than to give. And some of the amazing, like, we have the best restaurants probably in any four-mile area, probably almost in the world at this point. So it's great to have, you know, an opportunity to really celebrate them. So that was kind of how the Best of Manhattan came about.
Right, right. It is a gauntlet. I don't believe, and Jackie is very much a foodie more than myself, but there are some days, some times, some meals where they are, I think, better than we've ever had, ever. It's incredible what's going on in Manhattan Beach and the South Bay in general right now in terms of food. It's just, and beer and so forth. It's incredible. I want to go back to you, Mike, with your experience and your vision and view of the hospitality industry. Where is the South Bay going? I mean, it really reminds me of something that may not exist anywhere else.
Well, I think that, you know, the cuisine is caught up with the neighborhood, so to speak. You know, everybody kind of emigrated here from the West Side, I feel, and then when they were making their moves to L.A., they heard about this fantastic town of Manhattan Beach with the best schools in the world and real close to the airport and great beaches and kind of a flip-flop lifestyle. And when that happened, housing prices started to go up a bit and the demand went up. And I think not just me but other restaurateurs decided that people wanted great food. So you think of, I really believe, like kind of the first one was Rockin' Fish. That was 12 years ago. It was kind of the first seafood steakhouse in the South Bay, and that kind of elevated. I never thought it would be so successful and be this successful to this day. And, gosh, and then, you know, Strand House opens, and then Post opens, Darren's opens. Even right now, Cafe Pierre is being rebranded as a Northern Italian or kind of a New York Italian place. So I think that's going to do fantastic. So I think the town's just ready for great food, and we expect nothing but the best in this town, and the people are getting that.
Right. James, when you think about what's going on now, I know it's too big a question, but when you think about what's going on, where can it go? I mean, what's left to do? I don't know.
Well, that's the great thing about this city is throughout the years, it just keeps reinventing itself. So I don't think anybody really knows. You know, I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, nobody realized we would be the culinary capital of this area. Who knows what could be next? I mean, we have amazing boutique shops downtown as well. They draw people in from all over. They could be the next boon that really helps continue to bring Manhattan Beach to the forefront. It could be really anything. I mean, we do have the advantage of being right on the beach, 5 miles from the airport. You know, there's a lot of people that want to be here and want to invest here. So I think, you know, the future is pretty bright right now.
Right.
Yeah, and Joe, one of the things, James said the word reinvent. I've noticed that, particularly with the restaurants, and Mike can speak to this. You know, every so often, Shade redoes their menus. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing is static. Everything is constantly reinventing and changing itself, and it always keeps it fresh.
And a lot of
people like that, and a lot of people don't like that. And the people that don't like the change are very happy to go to the Kettle and to Uncle Bill's, I mean, because that's what they want. They want what they had 20 years ago. They remember their visit to the beach and what a wonderful time, and it brings back that memory to them. So those businesses have a line out the door as well. So there's something for everybody in downtown Manhattan Beach, you know, from the Brooklyn Pizza guy down there next to Strand House and, you know, Mama D's. Just, there's something for everybody here. You think of Old Venice, it's a popular place. Fonz's, I mean, think of Fonz's. That's a locals hangout right there. So there's something for everybody. We don't alienate here.
Right. Wonderful. We look forward to this tough competition. The voting begins now. Best of Manhattan. You can find out more at manhattanbeachchamber.com, manhattanbeachchamber.com, and tickets for the event. Oh, let's not forget about that. Tickets for the event. James, can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Just to clarify, voting has actually closed now for
Manhattan.
So a select few people know the winners, and they've been bribed, beaten, and threatened, and they still haven't revealed any of them. So to this to this day, you know, we will keep that secret until the very end and reveal it, you know, Oscar-wise. We'll open an envelope, say the winner was. So to get tickets, you can go to ManhattanBeachChamber.com, click on, you know, the play button, and it'll take you through our calendar of events. There's also a page basically explaining all of the categories and all the nominees. The tickets are $99, and the event will be on October 2nd at Manhattan Beach there.
Excellent. October 2nd is going to be a big day. Like the like Jackie said, it's like the Oscars of Manhattan Beach.
Is there going to be a red carpet?
I don't think there's going to be a red carpet.
That's a good idea.
We want it to be glitz and glamour. There need to be Klieg lights. There are always Klieg lights.
Yeah, Klieg lights are good.
Yeah, we have to have those. thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. This has been an amazing show of really encyclopedic in terms of the names of businesses and they represent such an eclectic group of businesses. It's hard to take it all in. I mean, I don't want to even mention anyone in particular because I don't want to single anyone out, but there are some amazing businesses here, and in the list, amazing. And back to the point, James, that the chamber is focused on celebrating its members and not celebrating its own accomplishments, and that's the right focus, and that's wonderful, and that's certainly going to happen on October 2nd, a celebration of the chamber's businesses, and that's great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, everything we've been doing. Oh, go ahead. I don't know who's speaking, so by all means, go.
No, you.
All right. Yeah, everything over the last 2 years we've done, including this event, is trying to provide more opportunity for businesses, both to promote themselves, to advocate on their behalf, and just to let people know what they have. It goes to this radio show. It goes to the Best of Manhattan. We just want to put tools out there that don't really talk about us, but give you, the business owner, the opportunity to highlight your business. So.
Right. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You were wonderful, and, of course, Brittany needs no introduction. Jill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
It was wonderful. And Mike, as always, thank you so much for joining us today.
All righty. I'm going to go get some more coffee. Get up.
All right. Wonderful. Great show. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And Brittany, do you want to give any contact information, or is there any chamber announcements that you want to make?
I mean, if anyone has any questions, they can always email me. It's Brittany, Brittany, at ManhattanBeachChamber.net. As we said, tickets for this event are going fast, so everyone should get online and purchase them now. We have a bunch of different things coming up as well. Next week on the 17th, we have our networking event at Pages and Guarantee Escrow. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. You can buy tickets through our site, as well as an education session on the 23rd. So that'll be a lunch session at McCormick & Schmick's, and it's about creating a company culture.
So, wonderful.
Definitely a bunch of things in the mix.
A bunch of things. We are excited about what's going on with Manhattan Beach now, and this is going to be an amazing event. October 2nd, don't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll see you again on Tuesday. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Jeff.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.